Powerful bluegrass music there, and if you read the book Industrial Strength Bluegrass, which Ray Reschenberg very kindly sent to me along with the CD, it's just a real enlightening process finding out how they played bluegrass in those days and the hard work that they put into it. And I'm familiar with many of the bands and many of the people, and they were hard times, but they produced some wonderful bluegrass music. Right, here's someone we haven't heard of for a long time, Clyde Moody. The name always comes up if you're reading books on Bill Monroe and about the early days of bluegrass music, because Clyde was a guitarist and vocalist who worked with Bill Monroe 1940 to 1944. That's a pretty long tenure, and this is sort of before the classic bluegrass days, of course, before the days when both Flat and Scruggs were in the band and they sort of got that new sound going. And Clyde had a very relaxed country voice, very much a country singer, and sort of very reminiscent of Charlie Monroe, really. And Clyde had also worked with Lester Flatt in another band prior to joining Bill Monroe, or in the middle of working for Bill Monroe. So these musicians all sort of cross over a bit. He also has the honour of playing mandolin on a Bill Monroe tune, Mule Skinner Blues. Bill played guitar for Mule Skinner Blues, and Clyde Moody was the man who played the rhythm mandolin for it. And there's another track too that he played on. After he left Bill Monroe in 1944, he stayed on at the Grand Ole Opry as a solo performer and went on to carve out a career as a solo performer in country music. Very good old-time country music, really. His big hit was one called, Shenandoah Waltz, so we're going to hear that one too. That came out in 1947, million seller, and so he's pretty pleased with that. He went on playing bluegrass, and he actually was featured at the first bluegrass festival in Fincastle in 1965, still around then and playing. So interesting singer and player, played guitar with a thumb pick and a finger pick like Lester Flatt did. And just made his big contribution to bluegrass in the early days. So I'm going to play a couple of tracks from him. The first one, the one that he did with Bill Monroe called Six White Horses. This is with his own recording of it. And then the second one is his big hit, Shenandoah Waltz, both great songs. Let's listen to Clyde Moody.
Off my mind, 'cause you keep me very troubled all the time. If you don't believe I'm leaving, just count the days I'm gone. If you don't believe I'm leaving, just count the days I'm gone. Next time you see your daddy, it'll be on Judgment Morn. She's got another man and gone. There's six white horses going two by two. has took my love from me. Now tell me, pretty mama, what will the river run? Where the river runs, run straight from my back door to the set of the rising sun. In the Shenandoah Valley of Virginia lives a girl who is for me. Many times we have walked in the moonlight, in her lovely arms I long to be. I met her smiles in the moonlight, I know she misses me too. Shenandoah Valley of Virginia, I know that her love is still true. Virginia lives a girl who is waiting just for me. Many times we have walked in the moonlight, in her lovely arms I long to be. Virginia, I know that her love is still true.
Well, that was Clyde Moody, and I think he's got a great voice. The recordings were retrieved from some of his old recordings, and even on the CD, there's almost an apology for the condition that they were in. I could not find any information out about the backing bands and who was playing the steel. Chubby Wye's got to be playing the fiddle. He worked with him for quite a while. Very interesting character, Clyde Moody, and went on to fair success in country music, and then just sort of, as his music got slightly out of style, he just faded away. I know the feeling well. Oh, you're listening to Back Porch Bluegrass, and trying to make it interesting by playing some of the people that helped shape the music, and Clyde Moody was definitely one of those people. Great songs. Here's Daniel Grinstaff again from his album Here and Now with a song called Another Lonely Day. He's got a different lineup on this one. He's got Colby Laney on guitar, Adam Steffi on mandolin again, Haley Stiltner on banjo, banjo, Andy Blevins on bass, Hunter Berry on fiddle, and Josh Swift on dobro, all people from around the East Tennessee State University area. And David is doing the lead vocals, Jason Crawford on baritone, and Daniel Salyer, who wrote the song, is doing the tenor vocals. And the song is called Another Lonely Day.
But out of sight, through the window of my broken heart tonight. Since you left me, my world is upside down, and I don't know if it's ever gonna change. So I'll just go on and bide my time, pretend that I'll be better off this way. If I can make it through another lonely day, still here, the loneliness inside me, the pain in every tear, you made it clear, but I can't see all the reasons that you had for leaving me. Since you left me, my world is upside down, and I don't know if it's ever gonna change, so I'll just go on and bide my time, pretend that be better off this way. If I can make it through another lonely day, since you left me, my world is upside down, I don't know if it's ever gonna change, so I'll just go on and bide my time, pretend that I'll be better off this way. If I can make it through another lonely day, if I can make it through another lonely day.
Another Lonely Day by David Grindstaff. I think that's a great track, and the whole album has got some excellent bluegrass in it, and that's as a product of the East Tennessee State University bluegrass faculty, and they do a fine job there. I've had the good fortune to visit that. Colleen Trenwith was a tutor, professor there in violin, and worked with many of these people, and did a great job there, and I was able to visit and meet many of them. It was very, very good, very entertaining. You're listening to Back Porch Bluegrass. I'd like to do a shout out to all the people listening on their iPods, or however you listen to your podcasts on your computer, usually in the car or somewhere like that. You might be listening on Podbean or Apple Podcasts, Google Podcasts, iHeartRadio, directly from Free FM perhaps, no longer available from Spotify because we ran into some copyright difficulties. I'm not quite sure what they were, but they were too complicated, and in the end it was easier to just not deal with Spotify. But thank you very much for tuning in and taking me on your walks with you, and on your drives, and into your offices and hairdressing salons and home studios, and I'm just delighted to be able to share my interest in bluegrass music with you. And all the people in Canada listening on the Access Radio shows that they have there, as we have a trading agreement, and we take some Canadian shows and they take some New Zealand shows, and one of them is Back Porch Bluegrass. So thanks very much for tuning in. I'm delighted to be on air over in Canada and in the USA too. So bluegrass gets around, doesn't it? It's wonderful music. I'm going to play something from an LP, and this is a tune featuring Colleen Trenwith on fiddle and me playing a bit of guitar. Recorded 1976 when we were working in Australia with the Slim Dusty Show. We recorded an album called Fresh from the Country, which was all instrumentals. And one of the tunes that we recorded was this old Jimmy Rogers tune. I had the Jimmy Rogers 78, and that's where I first learned this tune off the 78. And then I found out that other people were discovering the tune as well. But we did it with the really fiddle and guitar. It's almost violin and guitar, really, the way Colleen's playing it. It's just a beautiful tune called Miss the Mississippi and You, and it sounds like this. Just used to like playing that tune. It's such a pretty tune, and it sounds so nice with the violin and the guitar. Colleen's playing a Zetwitz violin that was made in Auckland by a fiddle maker called Mr. Zetwitz about 1917, and I'm playing a D1966 D21 Martin guitar in that one, and just chunking away in my usual style, but it seemed to work for that song. Let's hear Wildfire again. I'm Afraid My Darling's Gone. They sound like this.
Losing you has been a
seriously pumping it out. That's hard, hard bluegrass, isn't it? Just getting along there would be great fun to play. And the band is really tight and really getting stuck in. I really enjoy that. Coming up, if you're in Hamilton, next week on Tuesday evening at the Acoustic Music Club is the Trendroths. That's my band with two of my sons, Sam and Tim, and my grandson, Tyler, who Tyler plays percussion, the kick, sort of like a busker's percussion kit, a kick drum and a shaker and occasionally other stuff. He's got all sorts of stuff going on back there, and it's really good. Sam plays guitar, Tim plays bass, they do the most of the vocal work. Tyler joins in, I get to sing a couple of songs, and I pick banjo furiously and try to keep up with them. We're playing at the Acoustic Music Club Tuesday, about 7:30 it starts, at the Motorcycle Club Hall, just by Rugby Park there, and it'll be a good concert. So it's not often that we do these sort of concerts, and I think you'd enjoy it if you come along. So if you're listening and have got Tuesday night free, come along. And in fact, we should finish our set just in time for you to dash home and listen to Back Porch Bluegrass coming on the radio. What else have I got to say? We've got this Sunday, the Back Porch Bluegrass, the jam session coming up at 56 Brookfield Street in the Bridge Club premises. There'll be some picking and singing going on there, so bring along your instruments there. And the Warrensville Country Music Club will also always have a concert on the second Friday of the month. That will be a good concert. So hope you can enjoy the live music around that works for your tastes. Here's Wayne Taylor and Appaloosa, again from the album Out in the Middle of Nowhere, and this is a song called When You Were Mine.
What can I do? What can I say to keep you here with me and make you want to stay? I tried my best to let you know. If I knew the answer, I would have told it long ago. But I can't turn the day into night, and I can't take what's wrong and make it right. And if I could, you know, I'd turn back the time, back to the day when you were mine. Everything we've done must be in vain. The love and the hurt, the joy and the pain. I guess that's life, the life we live. It's not what we take, but the love that we give. But I can't turn the day into night, and I can't take what's wrong and make it right. And if I could, you know, I'd turn day when you were mine. If I'd sing the song you want me to, unto myself I wouldn't be true. But I walk this path, and if I walk alone, at least I did what's in my heart to keep you here at home. But I can't turn
It's just about time to finish up with Back Porch Bluegrass now. Thanks very much for tuning in. Really appreciate it. Tune in again next week and we'll have another new show for you lined up. In the meantime, we'll take it out with Laurie Lewis and the Right Hands. Scott Huffman singing about a curly-headed woman.
drinking and driving, scratching gravel on every turn. Just a drinking and a driving with my pay in my pocket and my money was starting to burn. I drives up the road a little farther and I stopped at a crossroad bar. I saw a curly-headed woman so fine and so fair, she could have been a movie star. Said, young lady, I've got a little money to blow. Can I buy what you're drinking, maybe two or three, and take you to the picture show? I buys her a double shot of bourbon, and I looked into her icy blue eyes, and there I saw the devil just laughing at me, the devil in a neat disguise. About an hour, and she said she'd like to ramble with me. So we drove up the holler and we parked in the dark underneath a big white oak tree. I turned off the light and the motor, and I looked around in my surprise. She had a little old 38 short barrel pistol pointed right between my eyes. She said, Mr. Well, thank you for the whiskey, and I can't say it hadn't been fun, but give me every greenback dollar in your pocket or I'll shoot you with my 38 gun. She ordered me to vacate my auto, and she left me standing right there. I had to walk 20 miles that night just to cussing that woman with the curly brown hair.
Listening to CJSF 90.1 FM broadcasting from Burnaby.
Are you an artist, band, or record label? We want you to send us your music so we can put it on the radio. Not only this station, but stations across Canada. Check out earshot-distro.ca and share your music with more than 100 radio stations and programmers across the country. Earshot Distro is made by and for the campus community radio sector to help emerging musicians. Uploads cost $7 per song or $50 per album. Learn more at earshot-distro.ca.